Welcome back to the last segment of the Bruce Salland Show with Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any of my shows at brucesalland.com. They're free and they're commercial free. You would be doing me a big favor if you would like my Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. And please do comment and look at the new Dad's Point of View comic strip. The first two are called Blink of an Eye and The Babysitter. And they are at the comics tab at brucesalland.com. My book, which is called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, is available on Amazon, iTunes, BN.com, that's BarnesandNoble.com, and it is perfect for anyone who's a parent or was a child, which is the motto of my Dad Chat Twitter chat each week. Each Thursday from 6 to 7, we have a live tweet chat. You use the hashtag DadChat. That is the number sign, which is called hashtag in Twitter talk, followed by DADCHAT. It doesn't matter if it's capped or not capped. DadChat every Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today's topic was the economy, teens, and getting jobs, as well as having Alana Pratt on, who talked about relationships in a wonderfully spirited and, dare I say, sensual way. Next week, we will be talking about parental hypocrisy. I will leave it at that. You'll tune in next week and find out what it was. Today, we talked about my teen getting a job, and I want to give you quickly, before we run out of time, the five tips, and the five lessons I learned with my son. You've heard a couple of them as they were referenced by my guests, but I'd like to leave you with these five things that are worthwhile passing on to your kids. Number one, don't give up. They're going to have trouble. They're going to get turned down. Don't give up. Number two, when and if you get a job, don't wait to be told what to do. Always ask what help is needed. Make it clear that you are the go-to person whenever something needs to be done. Be available to work all the time. Obviously, school and other events will intrude, but keep those clear and mentioned up front to your manager. Everything else should take a back seat to this job, and that's how they need to think you, as a teen, think about the job. Don't be afraid, this is number four, don't be afraid to ask for help if you don't understand how to do something. It's better to ask than to make a mistake. I've always thought this is so basic, but people somehow think if they ask a question that they're going to look dumb. So they risk making a horrible mistake by not asking the question. Most managers will appreciate the question rather than have you do something wrong and have to fix it. And finally, number five, treat the job like it matters to you as much as it matters to the owner. That attitude, that context of work will help teens, and for that matter, anybody, but especially teens with their first jobs. Their minds, especially boys' minds, might be on other things, girls, sports, music in the case of my older son. Girls might be interested in fashion, Justin Bieber, boys. They all have interest in college and other things, and so the job is just a stepping stone. If you project any of that, it will not do you well in the long run. So treat the job with respect. We are done. I want to tell you again that next week our subject will be parental hypocrisy. You can follow me on Twitter. You can write me at bruce@brucesalland.com. And please visit my website, brucesalland.com, where you can also listen to the life lessons that we are playing with each show. Five or six of them are posted in the life lessons category. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second my cheerleader in chief at my home station of KZSB AM 1290. That is Les Carroll, our station manager. And I want to thank my listeners and guests as well. And thank you so much for joining the show. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.